Over time, the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts has built an entire industry around the Pilgrims. There's Plymouth Plantation, Pilgrim Hall, the Mayflower II, and the Pilgrim National Wax Museum. Farther north, residents of Popham, Maine are wondering what all the fuss is about. Member station WGBH, Jill Kaufman reports.
It was just plain lucky for archaeologist Jeffrey Brain that he was vacationing in Popham, Maine in the early 1990s. While poking about the village, he saw a reference to the Popham Colony and Fort St. George, built in the 17th century. This is a man who prides himself on his knowledge of history, but he knew nothing of a colony that locals, like Jane Stevens, swear was there before the English ever hit Plymouth. So he set out to prove the settlement's existence.
I was very excited the day he came through that door after he'd been digging up here for a week and said, "Jane, this is the site of the Popham Colony, and you're in it."
Jane Stevens is a history buff and known as the town crier for the colony's rightful place in American history. In August 1607, George Popham and 100 men arrived from England. They came to fend off the French and develop trade along the coast. When Jeffrey Brain began surveying the site, he found that Jane Stevens' house was right in the middle of it all.
Her house is right here. This is the granite ledge that's right in back of her house. The whole fort is only about an acre. That's quite small.
Brain is now at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. Since 1994, he's been leading an excavation of the Popham Colony.
This is a map of Fort St. George that was drawn by one of the colonists. This is the only detailed plan that exists of an initial English colony anywhere in the New World. It's a kind of document any archaeologist would kill for.
And the kind of site. The colonists stayed in Popham for about a year. Beneath the dirt, the place is like a time capsule. Standing on that granite ledge right behind Jane Stevens' house, maritime historian Bud Warren says he has no trouble imagining the fort and the life these men led.
Many were soldiers. They were used to tough life. They had plenty of manpower to build the fort. The walls went down the other side of the house.
The storehouse and the remains of individual houses have been uncovered. More than 1,000 artifacts have been found. The armor, the munitions, and the pottery used to ship expensive liquor are the proof today's Popham residents have been waiting for. The objects tell the story of a year in the life of English colonists, a year in which the colonists at least traded goods with natives and broke bread. Jeffrey Brain says it was a year in which almost everything went wrong.
The Popham colonists had a lot of bad luck. They experienced a terrible Maine winter. They did not find the kind of portable wealth they were looking for, gold mines and stuff like that. It was an all-male colony, and that doesn't make for a long-term venture.
And most significantly, they lost their leaders. The major financial backer died. George Popham died. Sir Raleigh Gilbert, second in command, decided to head back to England. The rest of the men left shortly thereafter. At the time, what happened in Popham and in other colonies was no secret to those interested in coming to the New World. People talked. 13 years after Popham, the English heading to Plymouth had learned from the colony's mistakes. And Jeffrey Brain says that's why Popham should be recognized.
I don't want to take anything away from the Pilgrims. They were the first permanent English colony in New England. But they must be put in context. They didn't just happen. If a band of Pilgrims had set out without any of the groundwork that had been laid by earlier colonists and explorers, they wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds.
Dubbed Pilgrims by 19th century historians, the people of Plymouth were families seeking religious freedom. Those historians found it a more heroic story than the men of Popham who came to make money. John Kemp, an historical interpreter at the Plymouth Plantation, says we still tend to look back at our heritage through a Victorian filter, and we could all use some new history lessons. It doesn't matter who was here first, he says. In its own way, Popham is as important as Plymouth. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman in Popham, Maine.